You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deceptions, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
It is happening again. It is happening again.
It is?
It is happening again. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning again.
Good morning.
It is happening again.
Happy Thursday.
You know, that's a line out of Twin Peaks.
Right, I know.
Which I used to play over and over again on the old program, as you might remember. Mm. It just stuns me, you know, all the latest news coming out of the Trump administration.
Okay.
I mean, it's just out there again. Of course, we're waiting patiently for the New Deal, a major trade deal with the UK.
Yeah, Great Britain.
Yeah.
Stepping up to the plate, number one.
Wow, they can't wait, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they've been working on this deal for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Ready to sign the paperwork. Yeah. Right?
Well, you know, it's pretty complicated, I'm sure that...
Yeah.
I'm sure that it was the administration that took all the time and couldn't quite get on the same page as the rest of the negotiators. But, I guess we should, you know, give them credit where credit is due.
It's all about who Trump likes. If he personally likes
that moment.
The Prime Minister of Great Britain, you know, then it's okay. We'll sign a deal. If he doesn't personally like whoever else is, you know, out there ready to make a deal, you know, they can wait. He likes to work with
the
people
thing
that like him.
The thing that bothers me more than
kiss
anything
his ass.
Is, yeah, yeah, exactly. But, you know, he was out on the campaign trail doing his rallies, and he would tell the story about the snake. Do you remember the snake? The snake is a song. Well, I don't know. It may be from something else, too. Maybe a Bible passage of some sort. But anyway, it was a pop song.
Okay.
And it was about somebody who befriended a snake. And at the end of the song, you know, the snake bit the person, the friend. Mm. And he said, "What do you expect from a snake?"
That's right. Yeah,
and I don't know why. I honestly don't know why I kept telling that story. It's quite revealing,
yes.
Trump. But,
yeah.
So why would anybody negotiate with Trump on anything?
No.
Because he's just going to end up biting you.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You make the deal, and then, you know, a couple of weeks later, not such a great deal. We're pulling back from that deal.
Exactly.
You know, it's just... It just goes on and on.
Yeah. He's a victim every step of the way.
He's the victim. Yeah. Well, happy Thursday, May 8th. It's starting out nice and clear. It's a little cooler than yesterday.
It's very cold this morning.
Well, cold. I don't know.
And it's not going to be very warm today. That's not good either. I'm not happy about what's going on here.
Well, right now, the WMDX thermometer outside the WMDX weather window says 42 degrees.
That's what it says.
Yeah, that's what it says.
My WMDX Samsung watch has been fairly accurate, I think.
Yeah.
41 degrees currently, but
yeah, the afternoon high?
It feels like 36.
Oh, wow. Okay. A little light breeze.
High around 66 today.
66.
And a low tonight, again, 35 degrees. That's not good. That's not good for the basil that we planted outside.
Okay.
By the way, tree pollen increasing tomorrow as well. It's going to be very high tomorrow. So that I'm saying for Sam, the producer. Right?
Yeah.
Sam the producer. Is
producer
that
Sam.
Name?
Yeah. There it is. Sam the
All right.
producer.
So,
I don't end up with pink eyes again. Well, I guess there's not much I can do about it. I guess I could walk around wearing swim goggles everywhere.
Good. You've done it before.
I was what can you do? You know, everybody wears a mask for their lungs, but what do you do for eyes?
Yeah, so tree pollen's high. It's high. the tree pollen.
Yeah, really high.
Should we check the afternoon temperature?
Did you check?
By the way, sunrise and sunset. Did you get those? Or do you have that?
Well,
because people really need to know.
5:41 is the time the sun rose.
Okay.
And tonight,
yeah,
it's going to be at 8:07 sunset.
Oh, good.
8:07.
Well, tonight we'll be at the Madison Night Market. It's the first one of the season. We'll be there from time to time, from between 5 and 9.
Will you? That's great.
What do you mean, will you? You're not coming? It's the first one of the season. You got to be there.
Look, I'll try to make it.
What do you mean?
I'll try to make it.
Listen, Gordy, I think it's time for us to orchestrate a kidnapping of John Peterson.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. Let's figure that out. We'll be right across the street from our studios, right in front of the Overture Center. And we've got our booth set up there, or will be set up there. And, we'll have some things to give away.
Yeah.
Some bottle openers and the John and Gordy stress balls. We're ready to debut those.
So many things that we want to debut.
I know.
John and Gordy dartboard, you know.
That, yeah.
And,
working
of course,
on that.
The meme coins.
The meme coins.
The Jag meme coins.
The wooden meme coins.
Yes. Yeah.
Working on that. And, the stand-up cutout.
Yes, the stand-up board with our faces cut out so you can put your face in there.
And you can be.
And take a picture. You can be John and Gordy for that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all these things we're working on. You know, they're busy in the workshop, the WMDX workshop.
Well, a lot of people call it a slave shop, but don't worry about it.
All right.
We've got that taken care of.
All right. Well, what will the afternoon high be for today? It's going to be, we know it's going to be a little cooler, but what about the, let's roll the roulette wheel here and see what we got. Okay. Okay. Round it goes. And.
Ooh.
Oh, now this says 63. You said 66.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll say
we're going to have
mid-60s.
Polish up that marble.
Okay. Shall we get to the National Day calendar or should we take a phone call here? We got Matt on the line.
Oh, well, let's go to Matt.
608-879-8255.
You with the calendar.
Call us. Call us or text us on the Civic Media app. Matt, good morning. What's happening in Middleton?
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. It's a little chilly, but I'm still wearing shorts. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
I know. Once you get, once you get them out and wear them, that's it. You know, you don't take them off. You guys with your shorts.
Hey, I wanted to just a comment here. Yeah. It really freaks me out, but Steve Bannon and these Christian white nationalists have been supporters of the new evangelical wing that are the prophets of doom, right?
Yes,
like they
yes.
want the apocalypse, they want Jesus to come back, and they throw him in a cage because he's not white. do you think that's part of why because we see it now with America pulling back. You see India and Pakistan are now in conflict, and it's going to lead to a more violent, falling apart world, really.
Well, that wouldn't have happened under Biden.
Say that again, Matt.
Do you think that's intentional on the Christian nationalist side because they want this kind of apocalypse? Because then they can sell more prep gear, they can sell more Patriot generators and all this other crap, right?
Merch.
That's right. Yeah,
it's all about the merch.
Yeah.
The worse it gets, the more guns they sell, the prepping gear, all the crap. You know.
It's like, yeah.
Well, you know, you probably heard the story the other day from Naomi Klein. Warning everybody about this. This is the second coming. This is
the end times
fascism. And she was talking about that. So, yeah, I think this is all something that they would hope would be happening now, right, under Trump, who was sent here by God to do this to us.
They want to get everybody on board with that so he can declare emergencies and just do whatever he wants.
Exactly.
Like under martial law.
Yeah, it's not so much a
wall. It's not a good thing that the Democrats are talking about abundance because that's what technology promised us long ago and has failed to deliver so far. But
well,
good question.
I don't know.
We'll just have to keep our eye on it, Matt.
Yeah, look, we'll appreciate it. We'll keep you updated on that, okay, Matt?
keep those shorts on, Matt.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right.
All right. See, by the way, insight into all of that.
Yeah. How's our Pope watch doing? Do we have the John and Gordy Pope watch music?
All right.
Can we hit that? Okay. Mm. Because as far as we know.
Open the door to the.
Okay. Is there a Pope yet? Okay. I guess they had
black smoke
coming out of the chimney, but it turned out to be black smoke. So that means no Pope yet. Or they were roasting some marshmallows and they fell into the fire. I don't know what one or the other.
Or the black smoke means that they've nominated or put in place as the next Pope Trump.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Oh, come on.
I saw a picture with orange smoke coming out of the smokestack. Maybe if Trump gets elected, then we'll have orange smoke.
Okay. There you go.
Well, let's get to the National Day calendar quick. There's not much to it today. So
that's good.
Not much to guess.
Not much time anyway. Yeah.
Is it or is it not National Student Nurse Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Have a Coke Day? National Hawaiian Punch Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Orange Crush Day or National Coconut Cream Pie Day? Which day is it?
It's not the Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Well, you're wrong.
What?
It is National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Sam, take a stab.
It's not Hawaiian Punch Day.
You're right.
All right.
You get a shiny new dime added to your account. It is National Student Nurse Day. Watching this new show on HBO Max called The Pit. Have you heard about this with Noah Wiley?
I have heard about that.
It's kind of an updated version of ER, only more intense and more graphic and
show operations and everything.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's a good show.
I'm
into the first few episodes. They only have one season out, and I'm about halfway through the first season, but. Anyway, National Student Nurse Day today.
Yeah.
They have a lot of student nurses in this show as well.
Oh, they do.
Interns, a lot of young doctors, and then there's Noah Wiley, who's now you remember him from ER.
Yeah, I do.
Well, he's all grown up. He's still a doctor, and he's in charge.
Well, that's what happens. You get stereotyped.
Happy National Student Nurse Day.
Yeah.
National Have a Coke Day. You think this is a big commercial for Coca-Cola?
It could be.
You're right.
You think they put that on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's National Coconut Cream Pie Day today. Who doesn't like coconut cream pie?
Well, you don't like coconut.
No, I don't.
Sadly, most men, machos, really love coconut.
Is that what you're saying now? Really?
Well, yeah.
Do you like coconut? Sam, do you like coconut?
I like coconut,
yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I've ever had a coconut cream pie, but...
I think you're kidding. Wow.
I don't think I'd like it because I don't know. I may be allergic to it. I'm not sure.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Only one way to find out. Let's bring one in.
Okay. Let's see what happens. That's it for the National Day calendar. Any history we want to get to quickly?
Well.
Or slowly. I don't care. It's...
A couple of things here. We can just start it for you, Gordy.
Okay.
You ever watch the Westminster Kennel Club dog show?
Yeah, those are fun.
My parents' dog loves to watch that when it's on every year. He's just glued to the TV.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Well, today in 1877, the very first of the Westminster Kennel Club dog shows was held.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. Okay.
And here's the reason why it's Have a Coke Day.
Why is that?
Well, in 1886, Coca-Cola went on sale as a medicine, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, it had cocaine in it.
Yeah.
That's my kind of medicine. Yeah.
Sam endorses that. Okay. That's good. We'll get to more of it.
I can't imagine.
We've got details coming up. Oh, boy, a jam-packed show today. We're going to talk to Jim Santel. We've got Dr. Tim Slecker. Shondell Marks and Madison Malone also, all on the John and Gordy Show. Good morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 42 degrees, highs in the low to mid-60s. Beautiful sunshine today. And we just got a review, John, from AI, of the first 15 minutes of the show.
It was listening.
I don't know why.
Nice to,
usually
nice
it waits till the end of the hour to tell us what
it
we
does,
did.
Yeah.
But in case you're just waking up now, here's what it says of our first 15 minutes. Deals, weather, and witty banter.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the headline.
Yep.
John and Gordy dive into political chaos surrounding Trump's trade negotiations with the UK, pointing out his tendency to favor personal relationships over policy. They reminisce about Trump's snake story as a metaphor for his unpredictability.
There you go.
Weather updates dominate as they chat about the morning chill and rising tree pollen. The duo discusses the Madison Night Market and their quirky merchandise offerings, including stress balls and meme coins. Callers like Matt share concerns about Christian nationalism's mm-hmm. doomsday agenda. Yep. Mm-hmm. They wrap up with a lighthearted dive into National Day trivia and a nod to the Westminster dog show history.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's
where,
if you missed the first 15,
We do all that?
I guess.
I don't remember.
Yeah. AI knows what it's
talking
about.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Okay.
You just try, every waking moment that you're doing the show, you try and block it out afterward, right?
I do, yeah.
Immediately, yeah. Yeah.
We're going to be talking to Tim Slecker pretty soon from Busted Pencils.
That's right. Coming up in just a few minutes. Also, Jim Santel, attorney at law. We'll talk to him. And then in our 7 o'clock hour, I will also welcome in Shondell Marks and Madison Malone. There's a big show at the Al Ringley Theater in Baraboo this Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to find out all about it. Okay. What else is happening here? Oh, tomorrow, by the way, we've got tickets to the Brewers. Yeah. We'll be starting our free ticket Friday. And so every Friday we'll have some tickets to give away.
That sounds like
fun. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want some free tickets. Why does everyone else get them but me?
You got one foot out the door.
Oh,
what are you here for,
Gordy?
Just a couple of weeks. You're gone, right? You're history. You're yesterday's news, right?
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry, pal. Whoa. It was your choice. We didn't force you.
Pretty brutal.
Yeah, God.
You want to move on?
Might
that's
have to
fine.
Go into the corner and cry now.
Don't start crying.
Oh, no. Not
oh,
that.
There he goes. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
Okay, Gordy, I accept your apology.
I didn't mean it in a mean way. Sorry. Okay. John, over to you. What's happening, man? What's at the top of your list?
Well, we got a lot of things coming up today on the program. Truly an amazing show today. Hegseth, went out and stopped all the stuff going on in Ukraine.
What?
Oh, by the way, there was a big controversy about some of the AI posts that are out there with Hegseth and Trump.
Really?
They were holding on to lightsabers.
What?
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. Jon Stewart will be talking about that.
Okay.
He did a little segment on The Daily Show. We'll get to that. And then, of course, next hour, we'll take a look at Pete Buttigieg's way of delivering what the Democrats should be talking about now.
Yes.
He was on with Jen Psaki.
Yes, I saw some of that.
Yeah.
That was really great.
A lot of really good stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
She just let him talk, which is the best way for Jen Psaki to be.
To do an interview.
Yes.
Let the other person just talk.
Yeah, don't
interrupt.
Say anything. I'm not a big fan of Jen Psaki. A little boring. You know, CNN has it over. I mean, they have the best hosts. They really do. But at this point, Jen Psaki's there, and we'll just have to deal with it. But, Chris Hayes is the only good guy on there.
Well,
except when Maddow's on.
Okay.
But that's
she's back to just doing Mondays now.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I like Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence.
Really.
Later on, I'm never up at that time.
No, really. Okay. Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since they opened up in 1958. They are still direct to consumer, and they provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations to serve you better here in Madison on the west side and east side. Go to verlo.com for more information. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee and their adjustable frames. As John loves to talk about those adjustable frames.
I wonder if they have taken off over there. You know, we had to talk to them and see if their sales went crazy.
Still trying to get Maddie the mattress to come in for an interview.
That's true.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what the hang-up is. Sam, we keep asking you to contact Maddie the mattress.
I think he's still out learning to ski.
Okay.
He's out in Colorado.
We do have video of him skiing, yes. Well, can you Google that? Is that available to the public?
Well, but this is radio, Gordy.
Well, I know that, but we could throw it on our Facebook page or YouTube or something. We have the technology.
I think Maddie's just afraid to come in here because this guy has cans of paint.
He's worried about
spray
it.
Spray paint it.
Yeah. This portion of the show also being brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, Madison Hearing Aid Center, and take an online test for your hearing.
Yeah.
They always emphasize they are there to help people and change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving quality of life through better hearing. You went there, John.
I did.
Know where they're located, 4706 Cottage Grove Road. And they got you right in, right, for an appointment.
Yes.
You don't have to wait too long to get an appointment there.
It was easy, and they made it very simple and explained all the different options that you would have if you wanted a hearing aid. And I've got the best, you know.
Yeah.
It's got Bluetooth and everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. They offer individualized care, not one size fits all. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Again, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. When we come back, Dr. Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils, right? Fully leaded education. We'll talk to him.
From educators.
That's it. Exactly. We're coming back after the Midwest Farm Report, Food and Farm on the Table. Pam Yonke.
Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. So hello. Yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Liquid Lawyer, the product to turn to when your liquid plumber overcharges you.
WMDX, John Gordy in the morning. Gorgeous morning.
It's 42 degrees, highs in the mid-60s for today. Speaking of lawyers, we will talk to attorney Jim Santel coming up a little bit later on in the show. Also, tonight is the big night market downtown right across the street from our station. We'll be in front of the Overture Center from 5 until about 9 o'clock this evening. Big Madison night market. They have them about once a month all the way through October. So it'll be a good time tonight.
Happening at night, Gordy. I'm scared.
Are you scared?
I'm scared of the dark.
Don't be afraid, Sam. You'll be okay.
It's a big Halloween event here.
We'll be with you.
So bring your costumes.
It's not a Halloween event. What do you say? We have Dr. Tim Slecker with us this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Let's go to the phones, though. Catherine is on the line morning. You can call us as well, 608-879-8255. Phone lines are open. You can also contact us on the Civic Media app. Good morning, Catherine.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Tim. I know you've got lots of important educational stuff to talk about. I just wanted to tell the guys, because they don't have monitors in their studio, you just missed a promo from Pete that made me laugh out loud. He talks about Nate Bargatze, who you love, Gordy, right?
Oh, yeah, Nate Bargatze, What did
he say? You told me about him. Right. And he says that Nate might not be a stand-up much longer because he has much higher aspirations. Nate apparently talked about Disney and how it's run by a corporation, not by a really funny person, so he wants to create Bargatze Land or something like that. On and on. And then the last thing Pete says is, It may seem that it turns out that Nate has more ambition than talent or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It was so cutting. I couldn't believe it. I thought it would make you laugh.
Really? That's funny.
But also, Tim, you know, I know you're not in town right now, but you should come to the night market because I know John Peterson is going to be there.
That's right.
Despite his protests. And stop making fun of it, John. For God's sakes, it's fun.
Okay. All right. It's a lot of fun.
He actually has not committed to being there tonight still. He's still on the fence. Yes, you're going to be there.
I'll probably be there.
You're probably
there. It's a directive. You have to be there.
All right. Boss has spoken.
Have fun with Tim.
All right. We will. We will. Thank you, Catherine. All right,
Lake, wow. Program director.
I know. What do you think, Tim? What's your impression?
I think if you go to the night market, you should bring a liquid lawyer. I'm still kind of trapped on that, wondering like,
what is that?
Yeah, well, you know.
John's been known to carry a flask, you know, in the hip pocket. So, you know, why not? The kids won't mind to come up and spin the wheel.
I'm often talking about people's rights.
Yes.
My right to drink in public.
All right. Well,
you know, Tim, if anybody has, and I'm sure they have, checked out your podcast, you and Johnny have been going at it for AI. You know, one of these days, I think you guys are going to just get in a ring and go at it. the thing is, I wanted to ask you, I know that you guys are debating about it, and I'm not quite sure where Johnny is on this whole thing. But the thing is, do you think this kind of discussion is going on around the nation as well with other educators trying to figure this thing out?
That's a good question. I think that actually, no. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a real problem. Because, you know, it is fun and funny and, you know, tussling with Johnny going back and forth like that.
Yeah,
but if you listen to the issues we're talking about, I mean, they're really, you know, relevant. And so from my side or my standpoint, which is that this is a huge transformative cultural moment that has a real ability to make things I hopefully better. And my point of being very pro AI is to make sure that we're ahead of it and having these discussions so that, you know, potentially a lot of the harms that are potentially out there with AI, that by having really long open discussions back and forth is so that you can be aware. But I will say that, maybe put it to this way. I think K-12 schools are actually much better and much more informed and going forward in ways that are positive, maybe more like Johnny and I having these discussions, and that higher education, though, is really lacking. Mm-hmm. And mostly from the standpoint, and I think this goes to the article that we were really discussing, is that higher education continues to simply be this unmovable object that says, we like the way we do things, and darn it, don't mess with us, because it's a proven product that, you know, and this is where, you know, Johnny's been hitting me as like I'm the faculty hater or something like this but you know, my brethren in the college ranks, I know way too many who kind of look at AI and really make this statement of going, I'm so good, AI would never replace me. And if anybody went to college, I'm pretty sure that most of us would go, you know what? A lot of those professors, they weren't so good. Mm. They stood in front of the class. They talked about what they knew. You know, maybe they have a PowerPoint that they never updated, or, you know, maybe they still use the overhead projector because that's been a proven teaching method. And, you know, they have exams that they've, you know, put together with such incredible care that, you know, why would they ever change their exams? Mm. So there's both that. And I think that particularly as I look at, you know, Sam and the younger generation of students that are coming into this, they're not very much in the mind that goes, well, they're just a professor, you know, we have to accept this. I think they're kind of going like, okay, this stinks. Why would I, you know, if I could take this course somewhere else. So I don't know. There's a whole lot there. You got me streaming, thinking in my head right now, but I think there should be way more conversations about the depth of how we're doing this. And I think higher education, those institutions that are doing it, they're going to be the ones that are going to thrive in the future, because I can't think of any job that isn't going to have some type of connection to AI and having AI impact what it means to do the jobs that we're all doing. So I don't know. Maybe I said a whole bunch of nothing.
No, let me ask you, the difference between, you know, a classroom K through 12 or a classroom in college, is there a way to integrate that AI in college? It seems like it would be a little more difficult in that situation.
Well, I break it down to this, is maybe look at, you know, what are the majors that students take in college, right? Mm. And so with that, you say, so what jobs are the majors most likely to take? And then you move out and say, okay, of those jobs, let's go out and talk to the industries of who are hiring our college graduates. Yeah. And ask them about how they're using AI.
That's right.
And that's where you're going to hear them going, well, yeah, we use it every day. And then you ask the college faculty that are preparing students in that major and say, are you using AI to prepare these students for the jobs that they're likely to take? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is yes, well, then that's a good thing. But I feel that there's still so much going, like, and this isn't even AI. There's a resistance with a lot of faculty to not be in the, I'm not preparing you for a job.
Right.
I'm preparing you to be a deep thinker.
Hmm. That's in one of your podcasts, your recent podcast, right? I mean, you're learning from the private sector what you need to teach in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's, people don't like to be in the business of preparing people for future success in life. And, but we like to just talk about how awesome it is to sit around and think.
Well, you know, they're still working on, you know, training high schoolers to be welders. I think, you know, it's time we bring in AI, right? Mm-hmm. That element into the high schools to at least get people to understand how that's going to be part of industry.
I'll give you an example from industry, though, because I'm, you know, on the side, I've actually been doing a little bit of consulting with industry and AI, and in the manufacturing process of this private industry that I've been working with, they have a floor, you know, manufacturing area, and they have a process, and to prepare either the floor techs to work on that process or the managers of those factories, they have training materials that say, here's what you do, here's what you don't do, here's how you mix this certain chemical batch, hey, if this goes wrong, here's what you do. Those training manuals now, they're not very good at preparing people to do well as workers. And so I was showing them how to take those training manuals and turn those training manuals into a handheld bot that they can actually integrate and ask, hey, I'm standing here on machine A, what should I do? Mm-hmm. Let's take these training materials and turn them into a 2-minute video that helps people really learn what's in those manuals. How do we turn these manuals into a podcast? And so here at a facility that is, some people will go, why would they care about AI? Well, because actually the training materials can be converted and become much more effective at keeping your people, you know, more efficient. And if you're talking about a business, that's just really key. So when I did this presentation at this industry, it all of a sudden clicked on, people were like, wait, we could use AI to do this. We could use AI to do this. We could. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then they were thinking, and somebody made the comment of going like, our future workers who are in, you know, either training programs or colleges, holy crap, I wonder if they're getting this type of training. And so industry is thinking about this, and it is changing. So I just think that, you know, having deep conversations about the ethics is absolutely worth it. But I think there's a reality of saying industries are already doing this. And so if in college we're preparing a large portion of the graduates to become professionals or, you know, workers, how is it that those majors are being impacted by the use of AI out in industry? And how do we then adapt and adopt the curriculum to make sure that students are getting the preparation?
Ooh. Talking to Dr. Tim Schlecker here. We just have a minute or so left here, Tim, but we're getting a couple of texts about AI. This one from Kurt in Madison saying AI is going to make individuals even more intellectually lazy. Please explain how AI is going to improve critical thinking skills. I just don't see it happening, not to mention killing reading skills. I don't know about that. We have AI here in the studio that summarizes what we just talked about over the last 20 or 30 minutes. And it's interesting because it extends our conversation on it. And maybe, you know, points out a couple of things that we hadn't even thought about. So
That's not an invalid concern. You know, maybe next time we could talk more about that.
Yeah.
So
we're out of time for now, though. Dr. Tim Schlecker.
Well, we could always hold Tim over if you want to
get
into that.
You got a couple
of
more minutes, Tim?
I got a few more minutes.
Yeah, why don't we try that?
Let's do that.
Okay, let's pick up the topic after the break.
We'll be back with Dr. Tim Schlecker, John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy's Media World again, right here on WMDX 92.7. And right now we're talking to Tim Schlecker from Busted Pencils, and we want to continue the conversation in regards to AI and will it make people intellectually lazy? What do you think, Tim?
That's assuming people aren't already intellectually lazy.
Yeah, it won't make them. They're already that way.
They're already there.
All right, I'll try to get to this quickly. Even within that joke, though, is the reality of going, have schools, have its education ever really done a great job with that? I think that's debatable. When people make that claim, I think that's more personally about who they are and how they think. And then when they use AI, they see that it could and potentially, and I don't disagree, that it can create shortcuts that would actually then take away students engaging in skills that are actually really needed to move this along. However, I would say, and you guys, you know, made this comment either in between the breaks, it comes down to like anything, how do you use it and what is the intention about how it's being used? Because I see nothing but expanding and deepening and actually enticing more critical thinking because of the way it can actually get you to think about things you didn't consider when you put it in there. But that also then requires that we prepare students about how to ask better questions, how to dig deeper. And so that to me says is that goes back to just what does it mean to be a good teacher, to have a good education curriculum is that are we developing that intellectual curiosity? Because somebody who has intellectual curiosity, AI expands and actually creates this sense of going, I didn't know I could ask these questions. I didn't know I could dig this way. I didn't know that I can put together these two things and ask it to find out what are the commonalities between this. So it's an incredibly powerful tool. Will it potentially be used by people to shortcut around things that they should have known? Absolutely. But, you know, guess what? From the yellow Cliff Notes when it came to reading Shakespeare in the 80s, I used them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like we all did.
Yeah. And so, you know, if there is a shortcut to doing sometimes, and this is the other thing, doing sometimes meaningless work that is really just busy work, mm-hmm. people will find shortcuts. So this really comes down to the institutions of learning to really start to reimagine what is it they're asking students to do. And if it is something that AI could do much easier, then maybe the assignment, maybe the activity you're engaging in needs to be adapted to recognize now that actually being lazy is really easy, but maybe the assignments were actually encouraging lazy intellectual curiosity.
That's true. You know, I guess when you were first talking about this way back when, you did bring up a few examples of, you know, what students would experience if they entered this into AI and got a response back. A lot of the students would question immediately some of the information that they did see from the AI answer and actually maybe even create a curiosity about that information. So they investigate to find out if it's true or not, or how true it is, or if there's even more information tied to that situation, right?
Right. But I mean, again, you know, that is the intentions to even do that. And as you're saying that now, John, I mean, you know, how about just a simple assignment where, you know, we put together a list of, quote, facts mm-hmm. and engage students in saying, okay, are these true? And if so, how do you know? Here's an AI tool. Go.
Right. Right.
You know, and then come back and tell us what you learned about, you know, oh, this fact, this is nonsense. In fact, here's what we found out. That inspires critical thinking, digging, research skills, learning what it says, right? So I understand the fact that there are going to be students who are going to say, oh my God, this is a shortcut and I'm going to use it. Okay, that's always going to happen. So, but we need to then think about going, maybe it's the assignments and the workload that we've been giving that we now need to change and recognize that, you know what, this is way more efficient than those yellow cliff notes that we had. you know, and
they always ran out on the ones that you really needed for the next day's assignment. You know, you go to the store and they're all gone.
Society didn't collapse because of the cliff notes either.
No, right. It didn't. But you know, Sam said this during the break. The other part, though, too, is if you have a critical thinking base. And so, yeah, we need to really develop critical thinking. And maybe that's outside of AI. But I can tell you the other part is that if you really know, you know, something, like I said, I just enjoy the way it expands my thinking about the things I think I already know a lot about.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I remember the discussion was, you know, come up with a topic on Abraham Lincoln and quotes from Abraham Lincoln. Remember that example?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Abraham Lincoln's dialogue in the movie Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter would turn up in the research.
Yeah.
not a good thing. Not so don't include
thing.
That.
No.
Dr. Tim Slecher, we need to leave it there. People can find your podcast on the Civic Media app and also through WMDXradio.com. It's on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with new podcasts.
That's
and
right.
Then Saturdays as well.
Hour-long program.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tim,
mm-hmm.
always great to talk to you.
Have Thanks, guys. Appreciate
right.
it.
Take care.
Talk to you next Thursday.
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened the doors in 1958, they're still direct to consumers, providing you superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side, or go to verlo.com. Talking to attorney Jim Santel in our next hour and Shondell Marks and Madison Malone about a big show in Baraboo. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy. Right?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, do that.
Let the sunshine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.